I've been struck by how brave many of the student activists and their supporters have been in sustaining over the course of a year these actions on campuses in the face of enormous repression, including police actions against students, violent disruption or demolishing of encampments on campuses. And I think it was important for us to tell the story of that, how campuses have a long history of being sites of both rebellion or resistance and also massive repression. So the film tells some of the story of college campuses that are often sites of military research as well as knowledge production that sustains, in this case, the interests of pro-Israeli organizations like AIPAC and other groups that have been very important in marginalizing the Justice for Palestine movement.
That was Jan Hawken talking about the new documentary film, The Palestine Exception. This week, on Thursday, November 21st at 7 p.m., folks will have an opportunity to see The Palestine Exception. It is a new documentary film directed by Portland-based filmmakers Jan Hawken and Jennifer Ruth. It will screen in Lincoln Hall at Portland State University. This event is free and open to the public and will be followed by a panel discussion. Detailed information can be found on the PSU website. Quote, "After years of right-wing assaults on higher education, attacks took a new form in 2023 and 2024 that has been described as the new McCarthyism. As students across the country organize protests against Israel's war on Gaza, decades-long taboos against academia around criticism of Israel, the Palestine exception, are shattered." I spoke with the filmmakers about the Palestine Exception project and their hopes and plans for screening and distribution. Jan Hawken is professor emeritus of psychology at Portland State University, a clinical psychologist and award-winning documentary filmmaker, as well as a longtime member of the Old Mole Collective. Jennifer Ruth is a professor in the School of Film and an associate dean in the College of the Arts at Portland State University.
Good morning, Jan and Jennifer. Welcome to KABU.
Good to
Thank
be
you for having
here.
us. I wanted to congratulate you both and the crew. The Palestine Exception is a terrific film, and it should not go unrecognized that this documentary was filmed and completed in a timeline that's allowing it to be a part of the ongoing struggle. And I know that couldn't have been an easy task. I hope people will get out and see this film. And so, as someone who has spent a lot of time in the last year expanding on my own understanding of the history, the broader history of the region, and the decades-long struggle for Palestine liberation, I appreciated this film, and I felt like there was an intimacy in how the story is told. And I think that's really fitting for a film about the rich history and struggle of a people which can't be told without consequences. So I thought we could start there and have you tell us about the Palestine Exception film.
Well, it basically follows the or tells a story of the largest anti-war movement on college campuses since the early 1970s. And there have been images both of the ongoing genocide in Gaza that have captured the news over the last year, but also images of the campus protests across the country and across the world that have captured interest, but often very fleeting. And in ways that are often confusing for people to understand who aren't part of this movement or don't have a strong identification with the Justice for Palestine movement. So we started this film from where we are here in Portland, Oregon, following groups here, but also interviewing scholars, particularly activist scholars around the country, who are reflecting on and trying to help people understand what's at stake in these protests and this movement itself. And I think often documentaries play an important role in helping people hold in mind and hold a bigger picture and a broader analysis than they would have, certainly in the fleeting images and commentary in mainstream media. Jennifer, do you want to add something about that and also why it's called the Palestine Exception?
Sure. I'd long been familiar with this phrase, the Palestine exception to academic freedom and free speech. And even though I got a PhD in literature and I taught in a literature department and I now teach in a film department, academic freedom and its history and various struggles around it has actually been a focus for me for my whole career. I first started looking at adjunct faculty and contingency and what that means in terms of having a strong shared governance between faculty and administrators. So I looked at various things and I'd kind of put off learning about the Palestine exception, even though I was very familiar with it, because I knew it would take a deep dive, because academic freedom is our ability to look into something deeply enough with the skills that we've learned, the training that we have, ultimately to have a judgment, to make judgments, right? Academic freedom is not free speech in the sense that free speech is where you're allowed to utter your opinion, uninformed or informed, right? Academic freedom is the freedom to really do the deep dives and then actually have a judgment. So I had put off doing that. And then, of course, last year I no longer could. I did that work, and then Jan and I had already been talking about doing a film around the attack on higher education, the right-wing attempts to delegitimize professors and students as woke and indoctrinated, the attacks on critical race theory, and the so-called divisive concepts legislation. We'd already been talking about working on a documentary around those attacks on academic freedom, and then after October 7th, we pivoted to this, and I quickly experienced the intimidation on my own campus, the Palestine exception, the attempts to silence and suppress the scholarship, the history around Palestine.
Jan, do you want to say something more about what led you to take up this project and how you both came together?
Yeah, all of my documentary films have focused on marginalized or repressed history, people whose experiences or modes of analysis have been marginalized, and have sought to bring them in through the medium of a documentary, but not just to celebrate or to honor lost or repressed histories, but also to learn from them how people have been able to sustain themselves in the face of tremendous violence and oppression. And so, for me, in the course of carrying out this project, it was an effort to try to, as Jennifer said, to try to understand what this newest phase of the Justice for Palestine movement is about, why so many young activists identify with the Justice in Palestine cause, how it relates to the fight against genocide and the call for a ceasefire, or also calls for a different kind of world and challenging settler colonialism and the militarism that the US has supported, particularly in its support of Israel. My interest also has been in broadening and supporting this movement. And I think of my documentaries as a form of cultural work, a way of helping to hold the stories and modes of analysis that have been pushed aside or repressed. Certainly, the Palestine exception is a vivid example of that, a whole history of people not only in Gaza and the occupied Palestinian territories, but in the diaspora, whose perspectives, histories, and stories and trauma have been excluded from the dominant narratives, including in much of academia.
Jan and Jennifer, can you talk about how the focus of the film shifted over the course of the year that you followed the protests and the Justice for Palestine movement?
I've been struck by how brave many of the student activists and their supporters have been in sustaining over the course of a year these actions on campuses, including the encampments in the spring, in the face of enormous repression, including police actions against students and violent disruption or demolishing of encampments on campuses. And I think it was important for us to tell the story of that, how campuses have a long history, college campuses have been sites of both rebellion or resistance and also massive repression. So the film tells some of the story of college campuses that are often, of course, sites of military research and as well as knowledge production that sustains, in this case, the interests of pro-Israeli organizations like AIPAC and other groups that have been very important in marginalizing the Justice for Palestine movement.
Yeah, and I would just add that over the course of the year, I mean, one of the challenges was how quickly this issue got co-opted, and there were new alliances made between pro-Israeli Jewish groups in the US and right-wing groups that had already been delegitimizing higher education. And so one of the focuses that ended up being an important thread of the film is the weaponization of anti-Semitism to suppress speech on behalf of Palestine, or even speech calling for an end of genocide or ceasefire, right? In the fear of being labeled anti-Semitic. So the weaponization wasn't just the narratives that make one worry that one will be considered anti-Semitic if one speaks about, the tens of thousands. You take the UN account, 44,000 dead, another 10, 12,000 unaccounted for, and many, many 100,000 expected to die of famine, even if the war stopped now. And those are the numbers are a lot of people think actually higher. But if you're trying to criticize Israel for this action, it considers itself Jewish and democratic, but how are you democratic when only half of your citizens, the Jewish citizens, have full rights? So it wasn't just the fear of pointing those things out and being called anti-Semitic, but there was actually the Department of Education, the Office of Civil Rights, and Congress itself, with Virginia Fox and Elise Stefanik, were investigating schools and demanding that they release records around discrimination. And they were using discrimination laws in order to intimidate and to almost insist that administrators take a very hard line with any speech that seems critical of Israel. And administrators complied. They very much complied. And so, realizing the degree to which the movement to try and stop a genocide, which is exactly what, we think we're teaching our students to do, and it is one of the primary lessons of the Holocaust, is to speak up when you believe that a genocide is being perpetrated. So the students were doing exactly what we'd hope them to do. And the repression was so swift, and the narratives were so Orwellian and hard to unpack. So tracing those narratives became a big focus of the film for us, because you have to unpack those narratives to disable them and to continue to have the courage to speak up.
It was really a challenge to watch some of that unfold, particularly the arrogance of the Congress people and the sadness at watching these academics fold around that. And so I really appreciated the film for its ability to do exactly what you just said, to try to unpack all of this and try to understand what becomes at stake for actually speaking out. Going to lose their jobs anyway, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
The presidents of some of the top universities in this country. Yeah.
Right,
Of
exactly.
course, if presidents of Columbia, MIT, and Harvard are brought down, public university presidents are also more vulnerable. And so we've seen that all over the country where administrators are very worried about their boards, their donors, and there's a long history of this kind of cracking down, and including the history of McCarthyism. And in some ways, this is different, but has the echo of McCarthyism that we take up in the film as well.
In our last couple of minutes, I wanted to ask you, what are your hopes for this film, plans for distribution, and how has the Trump victory affected that horizon for screenings and for protest?
The film is 70 minutes, which is pretty long, but still allows time for a panel following the screening at Portland State on the 21st that will be moderated by Stephanie Wahab, who's in the film briefly, and Ted Khoury, who will be joining us, okay, and Sena Dilsai, who's also a PSU student, Palestinian, who's featured in the film. So a big aim for screenings that are already being scheduled around the country is to use this space we have in academia that we still need to fiercely protect for academic freedom, for discussion and analysis, and organizing strategies for moving ahead. And so the panel here will hopefully be similar to panels at screenings elsewhere, where the film is an opening for discussion and reflection and ideas about how to move ahead and how to resist.
So the election on November 5th really raises the stakes. It was already a hard, hard climate to begin with. The Palestine exception is a bipartisan exception, and both groups are very vulnerable to lobbying and U.S. interests being perceived to be identical with supporting Israel. But nonetheless, it just got a lot harsher. Because Trump said things like if student protesters who were not US citizens were found to break the law, which we know will now be a very expansive concept of what it means to break the law in demonstrations, they will be deported. Stefanik, who was one of the lead and most aggressive persecutors of the college presidents, will be the UN ambassador. Mike Huckabee, who is a Christian Zionist, will be the ambassador to Israel. Steve Witzcott will be an envoy. All of these people do not believe that Palestinians even exist, and they are for a greater Israel only for Jewish people. So Trump has been stressing that he's going to be about peace. The problem is he doesn't care about justice. So it's going to be peace through killing, through mass killing, and the total disenfranchisement of all Palestinians. So it's a terrifying, terrifying notion, and it will mean more repression around speaking on this and more criminalizing of speaking about this and being courageous enough to unpack the narratives.
Well, thank you both for joining the Old Mole this morning. And I'll let folks know again when and where they can see the film. Good luck out there.
Thanks,
Thank
Denise.
you.
I'm Denise Morse for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I was speaking with Jan Hocken and Jennifer Ruth about their new documentary film, The Palestine Exception. On Thursday, November 21st at 7 p.m., The Palestine Exception will screen in Lincoln Hall at Portland State University. The event is free and open to the public and will be followed by a panel discussion. You can find detailed information about the event on the Portland State University website. Thanks for joining us.
ينقص في سلاحف بحري يقتل حيوانات بشري تلك قضية وتلك قضية كيف تكون ملاكا أبيض يبقى ضميرك نص ضمير تنصف حركات الحرية تنسف حركات التحرير وتوزع عطفك وحنانك عالمقتول حسب الجنسية وتلك قضية وتلك قضية كيف تكون إنسانا راقي ومطابق للاشتراطات كل كلامك لابس واقي وبتحضن كل الشجرات بتقول عالبواب الحارس جنب الجيش بيد مدارس وما بتفش نفسك لابس دم تقول الكل ضحية وتلك قضية وتلك قضية كيف أصدق هذا العالم لما بيحكي عن الإنسان شايف أم بتبكي ضناه علشان مات في الغار جعان ويساوي المقتول بالقتل بشرف ونزاهة وحياته وتلك قضية وتلك قضية سددت أذنين والعيلة المدفونة في بيتها ممنوع حد يخش يغدر وكأن الأرض اللي فوقيهم مش تبع الكرة الأرضية وتلك قضية وتلك قضية كيف تعيش في سجن واسع زنازين ومن نار ورماد وتقوم من تحت الأنهار تتشعل في رقاب الهاتي تجمع أشلاك وتاتي وتوري الدنيا الكدابة كيف يسير قانون الغاب من أين طريق الحرية ومن أين توتى الدباب مش فارق العالم يتكلم موت حر وما تعيش مسلم تلم جيل ورا جيل يتعلم كيف يعيش ويموت لقضية بالنادي على عالم مين علشان يستنكر ويدين بينك ما شئت فايدان لما يجري جوه السلخان مش هخف برود الدان ولا قادر اتركى له صباح تلك قضية وهذا كفايه